shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Sampson County. Several sheriff's deputies have descended upon this home here behind me. It's surrounded by crime scene tape this morning. Coming up, what we know about this investigation so far.
Plus, we have breaking news. America suffers another mass shooting, this time in Maine. At least 15 dead, 50 hurt. We have brand new overnight developments.
And our temperatures are on their way up. We're looking at 40s and 50s this morning. I'll show you when we could see record highs. And all new this morning, why some healthcare plans may be at risk for certain medications for 700,000 state employees. It is a busy news morning on this Thursday. We thank you for joining us at 4:30. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, lots to get to. We're so glad you're with us. And we start with Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It is clear. It's pretty crisp, not as cold as it's been the last couple of days.
Not nearly. Boy, we dropped down into the low 30s a couple of days ago, and this morning temperatures are back into the mid-50s, so feeling pretty comfortable out there. Our skies are clear. We have another beautiful day in our forecast. We're going to continue to see our warming trend. Skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit up in blue this morning. We take a look at temperatures. It's 45 in Roxborough, but just 2 days ago, we saw temperatures down at freezing in Roxborough and down around Southern Pines. Southern Pines sitting at 52. It's 54 in Durham. 53 Rocky Mount, 52 in Goldsboro. We've seen a steady climb in our temperatures after seeing a steady drop through the weekend and through Monday. Now we're seeing temperatures turning around. So we're looking at 5 to 10 degrees warmer than we were this time yesterday. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. Feeling comfortable this morning. And look at that. We hit 80 degrees for this afternoon. That is well above normal. I'll show you how close we'll get to records over the weekend coming up.
This morning, we're following three big breaking news stories, including at least 15 people killed in a mass shooting in Maine, with the shooter still on the run hours later. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, two scenes in Sampson County here locally, each with a large police presence. We start with Brett Neese in the WRAL breaking news tracker right near the scene on Garland Highway, that is near Clinton. Brett, tell us what you're seeing there.
Yeah, Jeff, just a few miles south of Clinton here on the highway itself. And this is a sprawling scene outside of this home here on Garland Highway. You see all the flashing lights. There are Sampson County Sheriff's deputies. I did just see a couple of SBI agents that have recently showed up within the last 20 minutes or so. But as you can see, we're going to zoom in here on the crime scene itself. And you're going to see all of this yellow crime tape that is surrounding this driveway. The investigation really centering around this White House here on Garland Highway. We know that deputies first got to the scene around 1 this morning, but there are a few details being shared at this point, exactly what crime was committed here, what exactly happened here, but there is just a massive police presence right now as this investigation is just getting underway. It looks like they are preparing to be out here for several hours this morning. We're going to be out here all morning long, and as soon as we get more information, we'll pass that along. Live in Sampson County, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Staying in Sampson County, where we're following more breaking news, at a separate scene in Clinton, there's a large police presence on Dogwood Circle. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live now with what she's learned. Kelsey.
Well, Renee, I'm actually just about 15 minutes from where everyone just saw Brett. I'll step out the way so you can take a look at where I am right now. This seems to be a neighborhood of duplexes. So police have just a small area blocked off for right now with crime scene tape from the duplex that you should see in front of you, where there's the police car all the way over to a tree that should be off here. Just behind this white car. Now, we're still working to learn whether these two incidents are connected, the scene where you just saw Brett and here at this neighborhood of duplexes. No word yet on what could have happened here, if this was a shooting, if this was a stabbing. We're still asking police more information about what could have happened, but we'll keep you updated as we learn more. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Sampson County.
We're learning more this morning about the mass shooting in Maine that left at least 15 people dead and up to 50 hurt. Hundreds of law enforcement officials are searching for a man police are calling a person of interest in this case. Authorities say the man, 40-year-old Robert Card, is a firearms instructor who was recently treated at a mental health facility after making threats to shoot up a military training base. People in several communities are being asked to shelter in place. Schools and municipal buildings are closed across that region as a manhunt continues.
Here's what else we've learned in the past few hours. Authorities in Maine say the shooter attacked at least two locations, including a bowling alley and a bar. Law enforcement sources updated the number of people killed to 15 to 20. A car believed to be connected to the shootings was found 7 miles away. Witnesses, including children, are gathering at a reunification center for families. Families are also gathering at hospitals trying to find their loved ones. The mayor of Auburn, Maine, where the reunification center is, says there is shock throughout their community. Up to 50 people may be injured, some of them hurt in a stampede trying to escape the shooting. Coming up on Today, live coverage from Maine as the manhunt for the person of interest continues.
700,000 state employees and their families may soon lose coverage of popular weight loss drugs on their health plans. State health plan leaders are meeting this afternoon to vote on whether to cover drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Staff recommended the change, citing cost concerns. These costs went from $3 million 2 years ago to $14 million this year. More than 20,000 plan members use the drugs. Teachers, state employees, retirees, and their families are all under this health plan. That meeting begins this afternoon at 1:30.
North Carolina Senator Ted Budd says North Carolina families have reached out for help as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. The president has asked for a large aid package to help in the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, but it has to be approved first. Yesterday, Budd spoke on the Senate floor saying, quote, "We shouldn't be giving a dime of taxpayer money to terrorists." It's important to note many people living in Gaza are not part of Hamas, and about half of the population there in Gaza are children. He also went on to share for the first time, people in North Carolina are some of those being held captive by Hamas.
One aspect of the October 7th attack that continues to this day is the plight of the more than 200 innocent people currently being held hostage in Gaza, including several Americans. Including some from my own state of North Carolina.
WRL reached out for more details about these hostages, but Senator Budd's office would not elaborate.
Governor Roy Cooper attended a special state dinner at the White House last night to honor Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The menu was crafted by North Carolina chef Katie Button, who owns a popular tapas restaurant in Asheville. The dinner capped off a day of events with Prime Minister Albanese, including a bilateral meeting and joint news conference. 4:38, we're coming up on right now. Some auto workers who were on strike are going back to work this morning. The big bump in pay they'll be seeing and what else the tentative deal includes.
Plus, a new and improved building to help prevent child abuse is opening today. How organizers hope the facility will help.
And we'll take it to the coast, give you this beautiful look right now. Live look at Beaufort this morning. And with that warm up today, Elizabeth Gardner will be along to tell us when we might see record high temperatures.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41 on a nice quiet morning. Our temperatures are starting to warm up. We're actually above normal. Our normal morning low for this time of year is in the mid-40s. We're looking at mid-50s now in most places. We take a look at Wilson, nice and quiet. The whirligigs are mostly still. Checking Durham and Fayetteville. Skies are clear. Of course, it's kind of hard to tell in the dark. You have to trust me on that. Another beautiful day like yesterday. We continue not only to see our morning temperatures climbing, but the afternoon temperatures as well. So another good day for layering. You still probably want a jacket heading out the door. Send one with the kids. But I'll tell you what, walking the dog this afternoon, it's going to be shorts and t-shirts weather. Look at this, 3 and 4 o'clock, 80 degrees this evening, feeling very comfortable with temperatures in the mid-70s. We do have a big cool down in our forecast. I'll show you how it might coincide with Halloween coming up.
Happening today, a new advocacy center for child abuse prevention and intervention services is opening in Raleigh. Nonprofit organization Safe Child is hosting a ribbon cutting at 10 this morning for its new facility on Kidd Road. The organization says the new building will help it serve more children and families with education and support programs. Safe Child's executive director says the expanded facility will help it better coordinate its efforts.
So it's both unifying our organization as well as expanding our programs and services to truly meet the demand and need in Wake County.
Safe Child expects to serve 1,200 children and more than 30,000 families each year in the new facility.
Happening today, some local college students are heading to the polls in Durham's election. Students at North Carolina Central will soar to the polls this morning. We say soar because they're the Eagles. They'll cast their early in-person ballots to make their voices heard. For some students, this may be their first time ever voting. The Soar to the Polls march begins at 10:40.
After weeks of not having a leader, the House of Representatives finally elected a new speaker. Lawmakers can now get back to business following yesterday's vote. Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the first from that state to serve in the role. He won support from all Republicans.
It's been about 2 months since the body of Alicia Watts was found in the woods behind a Montgomery County cemetery. A $1 million bond is set for the man charged with her murder. James Dunmore was in court yesterday, and the DA in the case announced they will not seek the death penalty for him. If he makes bond, he'd get out of jail with an ankle monitor. WRL spoke with friends and family of Alicia Watts who say they're not satisfied with this outcome. Auto workers who are striking against Ford are getting ready to go back to work. The UAW and the automaker have reached a tentative deal to end the weeks-long strike. The tentative agreement includes 25% pay raises and other significantly enhanced benefits. The deal still needs union leadership approval and a majority vote from Ford's 57,000 UAW workers. The UAW is also negotiating with GM and Stellantis as their strike continues.
The so-called epidemic of loneliness is a growing concern on college campuses across the country. That includes at Duke, where the nation's top doctor is calling on students to address their mental health. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy was at Duke last night highlighting the health risks that come along with social disconnection. He challenged students to take steps to connect with one another.
You can do that through three ways: by expressing gratitude to someone, by extending support to someone, or by asking for help.
You see Duke basketball coach John Shire there, part of the conversation, sharing the benefits of building connections.
The CDC voted to expand meningitis vaccine options. The committee recommended that Pfizer's meningitis vaccine could be used as an option to protect people from five of the most common kinds of bacteria that cause the disease. With this option, a patient could get a two-dose shot instead of four. The vaccine would be for people ages 16 through 23 who are healthy. The CDC will still need to accept the committee's recommendation to make it official.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're continuing to follow that breaking news out of Maine where a mass shooting left at least 15 people and dozens others hurt. This is what we know this morning. Police are saying that they're searching for a person of interest, a 40-year-old Robert Carr. This is his image here. We know that the mass shooting happened at two separate locations, a bowling alley, and then a bar and grill. They do say that Card is considered armed and dangerous. People in communities are asking to shelter in place. Police are asking people to shelter in place. And schools across the region are closed as the manhunt continues. We've also just learned that police are going to give an update at 10:30 this morning.
Thanks, Michelle. Clayton's Harvest Festival is back today for the 71st time. The event is free and open to the public. Begins today at 5 p.m. and runs through Sunday. You can park at Clayton High School's upper lot, and then a shuttle will take you right to the festival. Expect carnival rides, a car show, Latin American festival, and a barbecue competition, plus food, music, and vendors.
The monkey's name is Merlin. Magician David Hirsch is known to bring his dog to a Starbucks, so you can imagine the barista surprise 5 days ago when it wasn't a dog, but a tiny monkey rolling up to eat a Starbucks puppuccino. The barista, so genuinely taken by the experience, she takes out her phone to record it. This was in Knightdale. Here's Merlin at home jumping around on a houseplant. Hirsch tells WREL he rescued Merlin from Brazil, and he's the newest addition to Hirsch's animal magic shows. Merlin also showed his bunny, a tortoise, a rooster, and other animals. That would be Hirsch. And Hirsch says he was blown away by how much attention the TikTok video has received and has an idea of why it exploded the way it did.
I think it's 50% Merlin and 50% the Starbucks employee. Her reaction is genuine It's real. And if you watch her facial expressions, her mouth drops open. She's trying to videotape it. She can't even get the camera working. So I think it's half her, besides half being such a cute little monkey. There he is, really cute.
Very cute. So what does one feed a marmoset monkey? Well, Hirsch says it's a lot of fruits, veggies, and baby food. He says Merlin goes everywhere with him and gets along with the other animals in the house. And in case you're wondering, North Carolina does allow for this animal. A license from the USDA is required.
Dog was on high alert there, too, checking him out. All right, let's get over to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center. No magic, just a beautiful warm-up here, right?
You know, I don't know. I think there's a little magic in this, in my opinion. Yeah, we're climbing to 80 degrees at the end of October. And then, something else. Somebody else might think it's magical next week, like Brian Schrader. He's going to be excited about next week's forecast. 54 is our current temperature. Our dew point's 53. We'll be watching for a little bit of fog or some low cloud cover. When the temperature drops to the dew point, which is 53, so when our temperature drops from 54 to 53 this morning, we will expect the atmosphere to be saturated, and that could produce a little bit of low cloud cover or fog. We'll hold it in the 50s all the way until around 10 a.m., and then temperatures start to climb around lunchtime. Right now it's 45 up in Roxborough. Elsewhere, temperatures are in the 50s. It's 51 Roxborough, 52 Clinton, 54 in Durham, 52 in Southern Pines. Temperatures will drop just a little bit more by the time we get to 7 a.m. Our temperatures about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. We're starting to see those temperatures climbing. 80 in Raleigh today, 79 in Durham, and 83 in Fayetteville. For our afternoon highs, you can take a look at all this warmth. It's not just us. All of this dark red is where temperatures are well above normal. But watch what happens. All this slides into our area over the weekend. But right behind it is some chilly air. And by Monday at 4 o'clock, that chilly air is crossing the Mississippi. Big, big difference there. So that's what's coming our way. But in the meantime, we're looking at potential record highs. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 82. The record's 87. We could tie the record on Saturday at 86. We could break it on Sunday, 85 versus the previous record of 83 degrees. Hurricanes play tonight and tomorrow, and that means great tailgating weather the next couple of days. At game time, temperatures will be in the low 70s. So if you're tailgating right after work, you know, temperatures are going to be easily in the mid to upper 70s, so feeling good. South Carolina plays tonight at Central at 7:30. It's going to feel great there, too. 70 at game time, dropping to 62 by 11 o'clock, so pleasantly cool. Football Friday, same story. It may be really warm at 6 o'clock at 80 degrees, but during the game, temperatures will be dropping into the 70s and then 60s, making it more comfortable for players and everybody else. We still have this front that's back to our west. The high-pressure system will hold it here through the weekend, but it's eventually going to pick up and head our way. Our high Monday, 83, and for Halloween, we're looking at 59. Like, for the high temperature, we're going to see falling temperatures for Tuesday for Halloween, and trick-or-treat time, temperatures will be in the 50s. It'll be breezy, but right now, it's looking like that front is not going to bring us very much rain. Yesterday we talked a good bit about it. We're going to leave 20% on there just in case, but definitely what this front will deliver is some chilly air.
Elizabeth, thanks. Still to come this morning, imagine sitting in class and a deer darts through the window. All new and next, the dramatic video showing the moments that learning was interrupted.
Plus, why Carowinds is rolling back its idea to be open year round.
Welcome back. Look at this view of the DBAP, all lit up for the Winter Wonderland, Willie's Winter Wonderland, that will start November 22nd. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at durhambulls.com. They are starting the setup already. Grab the family. Chuck E. Cheese is reopening in Fayetteville today. The newly renovated location on North McPherson Church Road will be unveiled today from 5 to 7. The first 25 families in line will get an hour of free games and a trunk or treat event. New to this location is the first Chuck E. Cheese trampoline zone in the state and an interactive dance floor.
And oh dear, you want to check this one out. Surveillance cameras inside a school caught this unusual little visitor on campus. The deer crashed right through the window, dashing through the halls. This happened in Pennsylvania. School officials there say a teacher was inside the classroom with students when that deer darted in. Classrooms were evacuated. No one was hurt. Hopefully the deer got out safely as it came in.
Hope
That's quite
so
an
too.
Entrance.
Yeah. Looks like it struggled there for a little while and
just went on a little adventure.
Okay, after that.
Carowinds is walking back its idea to stay open year-round. You may remember the park announced plans for year-round operation around this time last year. And it also added weekends the park would normally have been closed. Well, the plans started this year, but they'll be scrapped going forward. Carowinds will close in January and February, then reopen on March 9th. Carowinds has not yet given an explanation for this change.
Charlotte Hornets are off to a winning start, beating the Atlanta Hawks last night in their season opener at Spectrum Center. 116-110 was the final. The Hornets are back on the court tomorrow night, hosting the Detroit Pistons.
Former Carolina Hurricane Justin Williams will become the fifth player inducted in the Hurricanes Hall of Fame. Mr. Game 7, as he's known, had 316 career points as a Cane and won the Stanley Cup with the franchise in 2006. He'll be honored at PNC Arena against the Kings on Monday, January 5th. 15th.
4:57, we're coming up on right now. At least 15 people killed in a mass shooting in Maine. We'll tell you what we know about this investigation as police continue to search for the shooter.
Plus, 700,000 state employees and teachers may soon lose insurance coverage for weight loss drugs. Why state leaders are looking to cut those medications.
And new information into the investigation surrounding a TikTok video that describes a body being buried at Camp Lejeune. Why the man in the video says the whole thing was taken out of context.